Welcome to Run With It, Canada's running fitness and health program. Back on the show, we have Dr. Lois Naherny to talk about my DNA results, so stay tuned for that. But first, let's go to our Doctor's Corner segment. Check this out.
I'm excited to have back on Doctor's Corner, Dr. Jyoti Mistry. She is a naturopathic doctor practicing at Evoke Integrative Medicine in downtown Vancouver, BC. She's passionate about women's health and helping women to address the root causes and empower them as well to live a healthy lifestyle. Welcome, Dr. Mistry.
Hi, Christine. It's nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you, you're so passionate about health, women's health issues and like anxiety. So tell us about that. Like, what drew you into being so passionate?
Yeah, so I've been in practice for several years now. And ever since the beginning, I've always had an interest in women's health and mental health. And over the years, I've seen many patients dealing with, you know, all sorts of women's health issues. And then anxiety has always been a part of that picture. So that's where I like to kind of focus my treatments and just to help people kind of overcome their symptoms of anxiety.
Yes, and I feel like I have anxiety right now. I don't know, is it the pandemic or like what is anxiety and how do you know you have it?
So anxiety, basically it's a feeling of fear or just excessive worrying, sometimes over something that hasn't even happened yet. And so basically it causes a response in the body, which is basically a stress response. So you start to feel just agitated and restless. You just can't rest, right? You just have difficulty thinking just because your brain's just overthinking everything, right? And so anything can kind of get us into that state. And, you know, anxiety is a part of day-to-day life, right? We all experience anxiety. But I think the problem is when there's excessive amounts of anxiety, when you can't control it, when it becomes debilitating and starts to affect your quality of life, that's when you need to look into it and to do something about it.
Yeah, so that's when you should see someone, right? But like, what would be the key thing? Like, you're having these, your heart is beating faster, your brain fog, it's like restlessness, can't sleep, it's all that. But like, if you have anxiety, like, it's normal, like, it's okay to have anxiety, generally speaking, right? But as you said, like, over excessive, that's when it becomes too much. And that's when you should see someone. But would you say, like, maybe like a period of time, like 3 days, a week, like, how do you,
say you're anxious about, you know, your first day at work or going for an interview, like situational anxiety, that's all normal, right? That kind of anxiety is actually good for you because it gets you to prepare for what's coming ahead. But I think the problem is if the frequency of those anxiety episodes increases, or if you're constantly in a state of worry all the time, that's when you want to look into it and get some help and some support.
And Dr. Mistry, how do you treat
anxiety or
yeah. Yes, oh, anxiety, yes.
Okay. So with anxiety, there's a couple of things that, you know, if a patient was coming to see me about anxiety, one of the things I want to do is a full health history, just so I can understand, you know, how long has the anxiety been there? How is it impacting their life? Like, how severe is it? And then the next thing that we want to do is testing, right? There's many conditions or health issues that can lead to anxiety as well. So as best as we can, we want to rule out some of those issues. So for example, if you had low iron, that can cause anxiety. If you have thyroid issues going on, a hormonal imbalance, like any of those things can cause anxiety as well. So we want to do some investigation just to see, you know, are there any underlying medical conditions that could be contributing to it? And then from there, develop a treatment plan that's going to help.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you find women suffer more from anxiety or is it both? Like, I mean, there's no...
Yeah, absolutely. So anxiety is very prevalent in our society. And I think the Statistics Canada is saying one in four Canadians will experience an anxiety episode or disorder in the course of their lifetime. But women in particular, they're twice as likely to experience anxiety compared to men.
I mean, like, it's important to have that support, right? Like if you're in a toxic environment, that triggers more anxiety, right? It's just having that support as well, like being treated by yourself, but also having the tools at home with and exercising.
Right. Absolutely. So with anxiety, I think a lot of people, they've suffered with anxiety for many years, right? And part of the problem is you think it's normal, so you don't need to talk to anyone about it. But if it's debilitating and it actually affects your quality of life, then it's really important to talk to a healthcare practitioner, whether it's a naturopathic doctor or a medical doctor, just to get some support, right? And whether that includes, you know, either taking a medication or supplements or talking to a counselor, all of those things can be put together as part of a strategic plan. And as you mentioned, you know, give you the techniques and ways to manage your anxiety better.
Balanced lifestyle, exercise, healthy eating, and meditation and support can really help as well. And Dr. Mistry, what about resources? Could you suggest resources?
Yeah, so there's a really great website called anxietycanada.com. It has lots of information about anxiety if you want to learn more about it. It can also put you in touch with practitioners who help with anxiety, so that's really helpful. There's also a really great app called MindShift CBT, and it provides various different techniques and ways to manage anxiety as well. So those are great things to look into. And then obviously to seek out someone who's experienced in dealing with anxiety as well, for example, like a naturopathic doctor or your medical doctor.
Yes. And Dr. Mistry, can you share any success stories, like, you know, the feedback and like basically, like, how does it make you feel that you're helping the person to overcome anxiety?
Yeah, so I find it extremely rewarding. I've treated many patients, especially women, who are dealing with some kind of hormonal imbalance issue. There's some weight loss issues in there, along with fatigue and anxiety. I had a patient earlier this year who exhibited those same symptoms, and it was, you know, after doing some initial testing and getting them to change their diet, to take some supplements. And also teaching them some ways to manage their stress better, some mindfulness techniques. All of these things have really helped over the last couple of months. And just recently, she sent me a message just saying that, you know, from where she was at the beginning of the year to where she is now, she just feels like 10 times better. So that's really rewarding to hear.
That's wonderful. Do you find women are, you know, taking the onus on themselves, like looking after their health better, like they're not maybe, I don't know, like the information is available online, but you find that they're coming to see you like more and more than in the past?
Yeah, it's definitely increasing. And I think there's a lot more information out there, right? So women are educating themselves and they're also more open to the various options. So I find with naturopathic medicine, it is becoming more popular now. Just because some patients don't want to take medications as their first line of treatment, right? Like they'd rather work on diet and lifestyle. And then, you know, if necessary, they'll take medications later on. But if there's something within their control that they can, like things that they can do at home to improve their health, they're likely to do that.
Yes. And now with the pandemic, I find, like I mentioned earlier, more anxiety. So it's really good to address it. And, you know, and that's where you come in and you help. And Dr. Mistry, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I guess the message I kind of want to get out there is that, you know, there's many options and many ways that we can treat anxiety. So not to try to treat it by yourself and don't suffer in silence. Definitely reach out, because especially now when we're in a global pandemic, anxiety levels have increased so much. But I just want people to know that, you know, there are some dietary changes, there are supplements that you can take, and even just like mindfulness techniques that can help. So definitely to reach out, and the help is out there.
Dr. Mystery, what are some easy ways to calm anxiety in the moment?
With my patients, there's two techniques that I share with them. The first one is diaphragmatic breathing. So basically it's, you know, putting a hand on your chest and one on your abdomen, taking four deep inhales, holding it for 4 seconds, and then exhaling for 4 seconds. And that basically, and you want to ensure that your the hand on your abdomen comes out, right? So you're having this versus the shallow breath. So that can be very helpful in the moment. The other technique is something I learned from a yoga instructor a couple of years ago, and it's basically called legs on the wall. So you lie down on the ground, make sure you have your legs up against the wall, and just lay there for a couple of seconds or for a couple of minutes. And basically, like within seconds, you start to feel so much more relaxed because more blood flow is being directed to the heart and to your head.
I have to try it.
You should definitely.
I have to try it. Thank you. Great tip. Dr. Mystery, are there any long-term effects of having anxiety?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Christine. This is actually one of the things that I'm quite concerned about. So when you have anxiety, especially when it's chronic anxiety, your body is going through a stress response, right? So you're basically in fight or flight. And so your cortisol levels are going to rise. You're going to have an increase in adrenaline, and noradrenaline as well. And so when that happens over consistently over a long period of time, it actually raises levels of inflammation in the body. Eventually over like a longer period of time, it can lead to chronic disease as well. So that's why I think it's so important for us to be able to recognize anxiety and to treat it, just so we can prevent the onset of chronic illness down the road.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Mystery, tell us more about the services that you offer.
Right. So from a naturopathic standpoint, there's a variety of different services that I provide. What I find is that dietary changes make a huge impact on you know, how we feel and how our bodies function. So I do provide dietary and nutritional counseling, giving advice on what supplements to take, what herbal medicines to take. Laboratory testing is also a big part of what we do, from food sensitivity testing to hormone testing. I offer B12 injections, also vitamin and mineral therapy is becoming more popular now as well, and very helpful. So that, and then along with just lifestyle counseling and just simple things that patients can do to support their health.
That's wonderful. And, you know, people want more information. Where can they go, Dr. Mystery?
Yeah, so you can find me online. My website is drjmystery.com. And I work at Evoke Integrative Medicine. So the website there is evokemedicine.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Dr. Mystery. Joining me is Dr. Lois Naherny. She is the president and CEO of DNA Power Inc. And I'm excited to have her back on Doctor's Corner because I went and got my DNA health test. And I'm excited that you'll be sharing my results. Welcome back.
Well, thanks so much, Christine. I'm really excited to go through your results and help you know how you can personalize your diet and your fitness even more.
Yeah, so let's get started. I'm excited to know.
Okay, fantastic. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to share my screen and we're going to help walk you and some of our viewers through the reports. So can you see the screen up here?
Yes. Perfect. Thank you.
Great. So this is your Diet Power results. And so when people get their results, we divide them into diet, health, fitness, and brain or mental wellness. And then we try and give you recommendations on each of these areas of day-to-day health that can help support you to be your healthiest and to live your healthiest life. And as we talked about in our last interview, Christine, you know, we all have a unique genetic code. And when we can live according to our genetics, we just stay healthier. And so what we're trying to do with DNA testing is to give you that insight into what's your unique blueprint And how can you know where your genes are strong and where they're weak, and then work and focus and support your health in the areas that need the most support. Mm-hmm. And that just allows you again to live your healthiest life. And so no more guessing about which diet is right for me, or what are the things I need to focus on, or do I need to be worried about this? We're going to give you some level of insight into certain areas based on how your genetics are set up that can just help you make better day-to-day decision-making.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So in the report, we talk a little bit about why it's important, give you your how to read the report. And the main thing is that green is the normal genes and red are where you have variations. And in the reports, what we're doing is looking at the most important genes related to a particular area and giving you a sense of how they balance out in your body. So when we look here, first of all, at diet power, the first parts we're looking at is your overall diet. We take a look at carbs, insulins, cholesterols, fats, and proteins. And we can, and most people will have at least 30% red on their reports. And that sort of, and that's just typical because we're looking at very common variations. So we're trying to say which ones are most important for you. So what's interesting when I look at your results here, Christine, is that you're a little bit redder on carbs and insulin, and really quite good across your fats and a little bit more on protein. And I'll just explain a little bit more about what that means for you. Now, we don't flag your action plan until it's 50% red or more. So when I move into your action plan, it's going to talk about insulin and it's going to talk about protein need. The rest isn't too bad, but basically you're somebody in general who should be having a little, can have a little bit more quality fats in their diet, you need a decent amount of protein in order for your body to uptake it, but you need to be careful about having healthier carbohydrates. So if you were a person who was eating a lot more, getting carbs from junk food, it would affect your blood sugar in a bigger way than most people. Mm. So somebody who was with this profile, who's eating an unhealthy, more of a fast food diet, has a higher tendency towards insulin and sugar spike, or glucose spikes, and potentially even to diabetes over time, type 2 diabetes. And so I know you eat a pretty healthy diet, so that's fantastic. What we're gonna do though, is I'm just popping through to your recommendations and showing that in your report, you wanna be a little bit careful about your insulin. So that what we want you to be doing is eating whole foods with a low glycemic load. So that means just watch the sugar spikes it could give you. So you want, you know, vegetables, fruits, legumes, whole grains, nuts, seeds, and very high quality animal protein if for anything that you're eating. And then second, the other gene that was a little bit red was protein need. And what that means is that it's harder for your body to access the protein. So if you sat down and had a big steak meal, your body would struggles to work with that. On both of these, because of the insulin management and the need for protein, you're a person who does better with a little bit of protein throughout the day and a little bit of meals and protein throughout the day. And so usually with someone like this, I will recommend have some of the nuts and seeds by your desk, snack a little bit during the day, and you want to keep your blood sugar levels a little bit more constant, give a little bit more easy to digest protein so that your body can regulate and work with that. And that is the clue in sort of the macronutrients of how to live for your unique body.
Mm-hmm. Digestion, right? Like a steak would be hard for me to digest.
Yeah, and it makes it much harder. Yeah.
Yes. And I have cashews. So overall is having snacks and I feel better actually when I have smaller meals during the day and I don't always do it. But that's helpful. Very helpful.
Yeah. So that was just really giving you a sense that when I look at your genetics here, you will do a little bit better on a keto diet than some people, remembering it has to be high quality fats. But in general, watch for high quality carbs, try and keep your glucose levels more consistent over the day, and smaller digestible portions of protein are what works really great with your body. Mm-hmm. Now, interesting, looking here at body mass index, this is a set of genes about how likely you are to have a weight problem, like none. Look at how beautiful and slim you are. So you're fortunate to have that.
That's wonderful to hear.
which is just great. So I'm going to move to the next section then, which is food tolerances. So interesting here, lots of good green. You're good for alcohol, caffeine, gluten, but you are completely red on lactose. You did not inherit genes that break down lactose in your diet easily. Now, is dairy a large part of your diet at all, Christine?
I have most days yogurt with you know, fruit, but just a bit of yogurt every other day. So.
Well, for people who don't have strong lactose genes, something like yogurt is probably the best option for you. Mm-hmm. What you want is a dairy that has its own bacteria to break itself down because your genes can't help. And so if you have strong gut bacteria, and of course, yogurt, if it's a quality yogurt without sugar and it comes with probiotics in it, then it will break itself down. But if you find yourself bloating or getting any inflammation, because you don't have any support on the lactose genes, I would pull that out. So it's just something to monitor. When I see people with this one, it tends to link into weight gain and inflammation because you don't have that tendency. It doesn't show up that way. But because you don't have much lactose, you're going to be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an important piece to know. Interesting here, though, you do have in salt genes. Just watch how much salt you have. I usually recommend to people don't ever have table salt. If you're going to have salt, get a lovely rock salt or mineralized salt so that you're getting some other nutrients when you have it. And just use it modestly because it does affect your body in a stronger way. So in this case, you want to just keep your any salt to a pretty modest level.
Mm-hmm.
The next section is on food taste and preferences. All green. It means you have normal food taste and preferences. Some people have got some very different things there, although interesting. You don't smoke and have never smoked, have you, Christine?
Never.
It's a good thing because your smoking behavior, there is some genes that cause you people with this gene to smoke more. And so good thing that you didn't ever start.
No.
Great. Okay. And then the last section here is on vitamins and supplements. And you'll see that yours is a little bit redder. So when I see this, this is a profile of somebody who probably should take a multivitamin just to be sure you don't create deficiencies.
Thanks for watching. If you have a question or comment about today's episode, go to our website, which is runwithit.ca. Until next time, run with it.